Message number 770. Mother of God, to be made worthy of His kingdom, they must be stripped bare of worldly influences. Monday, April 22, 2013 at 4:00 p.m. My child, in order for God's children to be saved, they must follow the path of my Son. They must accept that to be made worthy of His kingdom, they must be stripped bare of worldly influences which separate them from God. Those who turn to my Son as they reach out for the truth will see a number of changes take place in their lives. For those who do not know Him and who open their hearts to Him for the first time, they will cry tears. These tears will be as a result of the love which He will instill in their hearts, and they will be overwhelmed. These are the tears of conversion. Their hearts and souls will be filled with a love which they have never known before. This is the love of God, and it is a gift from heaven. Soon afterwards, filled with the light of God, they will attract the darkness of the evil one who seeks out souls who are filled with this light. This is when they will suffer by the hands of others who are used by the evil one to attack their faith and their allegiance to God. Those with a simple love for my Son, empty of all human arrogance and pride, who do not succumb to the pressures of those who denounce my Son, will suffer just as He did. They will feel pain when they witness sin, for they feel the same pain as my Son. They will fall and stumble just as my Son did on the road to Calvary. For as long as they live, they will feel the pain of my Son's suffering. This will stay with them until the final purification of the world is complete. Never feel that this allegiance to my Son is forever tinged with pain, only because it also brings a joy, a peace, and a hope which bring eternal life. You must never allow your love for my Son to separate you from all of God's children. Instead, you must reach out to everyone, especially those who have never opened their hearts to my Son. They need your help. Through the gift of conversion, you have been given the graces needed to bring these souls to my Son. You must do this through the acceptance of the pain you must endure as a soldier of Christ, and by your prayers and sacrifices for others. Your beloved Mother, Mother of Salvation.